And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Herbert. The Pride Report brought to you by a cooperative effort from the Vader Regional Medical Center and KNEM KNMO Radio. Again, I'm Mike Herbert. Thanks for joining us. And we got an important topic we're going to talk about today, an ongoing topic. We're going to get some more information on. And to help us do that, again, is Jennifer Eaton to tell us about our guest again today. Jennifer?
Yeah, so, obviously we try to do at least one of these a month, and so I brought Jason McCormick back with me this morning, and we're just going to give a hospital update.
All right, very good, and it's certainly apropos here at the end of the year to, I guess, kind of a state of the hospital, I guess. We'll call it that. Jason, welcome back.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. It's good to be back.
Not that you don't have anything on your plate right now, so.
Oh, there's plenty to go on.
Hope you get to enjoy the holiday season.
Yes.
All right. I bet the holidays are a little bit different in Colorado than probably Southwest Missouri, I would guess.
No, they're about the same. Yeah, and a lot of lights, a lot of fun.
Of course, you say you're not in the mountainous area, though.
More the mountains meet the desert.
Yeah, I got you.
Right on the western slope there.
All right, well, let's talk about what's going on at the hospital and how are things going at the hospital?
You know, currently they're going well. I would say patient volumes continue to increase the past 4 months. We're delighted to see the community supporting the hospital with their care. Financial performance is positive. We are collecting, positive financial performance. We're making some repairs. We're paying down some of the accounts payable, and we're putting a little bit of money away to get to the point where we have a spare payroll in the bank, if you will. But it's still going to take several years to get out of the hole of debt that we have dug for ourselves.
All right, so we've been talking over the last couple of times you've been here about community meetings that are going to be coming up, and regarding the hospital district, those have now taken place. So how'd those go?
They've gone well. We've had a few. We'll have more here between Thanksgiving and Christmas and even after the first of the year. But they've gone very well. They've been a lot of people have attended the meeting. That's a good sign. We received important feedback. The community would really like to see us improve our billing. You know, we have improved the process for billing our insurance companies, but now we need to improve the process for the self-pay balances, answering people's questions and collecting those payments. The other thing they've asked for is the recruitment of specialists. But this feedback's absolutely critical in this process, is to learn what the community expects of their hospital so that I can deliver it. But we have a couple of specialists that are coming on. A neurologist will be here December 5th. And then we have a child psychiatrist that we're working to recruit, and several others.
All right, so let's go back to a topic here recently. In fact, from the last city council meeting and before that, the city of Nevada considered passing an ordinance asking for additional language to be added on the ballot questions. That ended up not being passed, that particular ordinance. What was that all about?
So we had at the beginning of November a meeting with the city council, a work session, and Kendall Vickers raised the question, what would require the new hospital district from actually accepting ownership, transfer of ownership of the hospital? Couldn't they just go out and build a new hospital? And so I didn't know the answer at the time, but I took the next day, researched it, and provided a memo back to the city council 2 days later. And the answer is that the state of Missouri has what is called a certificate of requirement. In order to build a hospital in the state, you have to seek a license from the state to have additional beds in any community. Well, the Nevada Regional Medical Center currently owns the certificate of need for Vernon County. And so no other hospital would be able to come in and build a hospital because they wouldn't get a certificate of need, not even that hospital district. So that mechanism there alone would force the hospital district to accept ownership of the hospital. And so it's not necessary to add that language. And I believe that's why the city kind of let it drop.
All right, very good. So, people may see something that was basically not voted on because it didn't get a second and think, and that immediately conjures up a negative. But in this case, it was not a negative, is what you're saying.
Correct. They are in support, and we keep having meetings and talking about having a hospital district. They're asking valuable questions, as everybody should, about how this might impact them. And we're researching it and getting that information back so that everyone can make an informed decision.
All right. So I know the petition continues to circulate and trying to get those signatures. Again, not doesn't dictate which way you vote on it, just to get it on the ballot so it can be decided on. So why is it important for registered voters to get that petition signed as soon as they can, and where can they do that?
Well, they can do it at any of the clinics. They can also do it at the main entrance of the hospital. There are a few individuals who are going around the community, including some of the board members, with petitions, so a variety of places. But the reason why is to make this a community decision about the future of the hospital. The future of the hospital really is at stake. We have decreased reimbursements that are going to impact our community as early as January 1st. We have people whose rate on the market exchange is going to go up, and they're not going to have insurance. So a variety of things. And so the community, we believe that they should make the decision about the future of their hospital, the future of their taxpayer dollars. Like you said, it doesn't matter whether you're for or against. I think we can all agree that it should be a community decision. So we encourage everyone to sign the petition, get it on the ballot, and then we will continue to educate the community so that they can make an informed decision and then cast their decision in the April election.
Any deadlines coming up you want to make mention of?
We would like to get at least 1,200 signatures sometime before Christmas, around Christmas time, so that we can get them vetted and get them turned into the county.
All right, very good. Appreciate it, Jason. Thanks again for coming in. Interim CEO Jason McCormick with Nevada Regional Medical Center. And hope you have a – I know you got a lot on your plate, as I said, but hope you have a time to enjoy the holidays.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And Jennifer, what else do you want to bring up before we close out this segment of the program?
Yeah, so our upcoming events this Friday, December 5th, the NRMC Foundation Tree of Shining Memories. We are going to do an evening of remembrance and the reading and naming ceremony. We've decided to bring that back into the hospital lobby this year. You and I have talked about mm-hmm. this. It just seems like it's always kind of wet and cold. And so we want to have a place where they can come in, sit down, and hear those loved ones' names being read. So again, that'll be on Friday, December 5th. And we're going to start that reading at 5:15 p.m.
So still plenty of time to get to the parade.
And then plenty of time to get to the parade. I believe that starts at 6. Mm-hmm. And then our final Birth and Beyond class for the year will be on Saturday, December 13th from 9 to noon. And that takes place in our mezzanine conference room. As we mentioned, that's a childbirth class, usually for those first-time mamas in their last trimester before pregnancy.
Right. Very good. A lot going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center during this month of December. Jason, Jennifer, thanks. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
That's today's Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center. Again, comes your way every other Wednesday morning just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until next time, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.